The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The BBC have confirmed in the last little while that they're going to can the MasterChef Christmas special this year. No news on the remaining episodes in the current series. All of this coming as investigations continue into allegations made by, I think it's at least 13 individuals now, of sexually inappropriate comments made by Greg Wallace, one of the hosts of MasterChef. Greg Wallace himself issued an apology of sorts, or an explanation online the other day. He has since been forced to issue a follow-up apology. This is because he talked about a handful of middle-class women of a certain age being the problem. Take a listen.
I want to apologise for any offence that I caused with my post yesterday and any upset I may have caused to a lot of people. I wasn't in a good headspace when I posted it. I've been under a huge amount of stress. A lot of emotion. I felt very alone, under siege yesterday when I posted it. It's obvious to me I need to take some time out now while this investigation is underway. I hope you understand, and I do hope that you will accept this apology.
All right, that was Greg Wallace's non-apology apology. I think some people are calling it the classic, I'm sorry if you were offended. Anyway, Marion Jones is with me, former editor of the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. Marion, you're very welcome to the show. The BBC kind of getting it in the neck for this one, and people talking about the, you know, the culture that still exists within the organisation. And I just wonder, how fair is that? You might explain to us, I mean, the difference between kind of BBC produced content and stuff that's made by outside production companies for the BBC.
Yes, so what's interesting here is that they're having the same problems with in-house abusers, celebrity abusers, should we say, like Hugh Edwards, and going back all the way to Jimmy Savile, as they are with independents. Now, this suggests that the whole structure at the BBC is incapable of dealing with celebrities who are abusing their position. And a lot of this imbalance is, well, you know, Greg Wallace was right about the middle-class women, by which he means successful, experienced women. Because if you are a freelance on a three-week, four-week contract on £150 a day working on MasterChef, are they going to listen to you, or are they going to listen to Greg Wallace, who helps millions and millions of pounds for them every year? And there is this huge imbalance, and the BBC has done nothing really to address that. The BBC seems incapable of really taking into account complaints, setting up proper whistleblowing structures, and that goes back all the way to Jimmy Savile and all of that. And they keep saying things have changed, but at a very high level, they've not changed.
And I guess I probably should have said very clearly at the outset, I mean, these are kind of allegations and investigations ongoing, and, you know, there are degrees of wrongdoing, and we're not suggesting this kind of Greg Wallace and Jimmy Savile are in the same category. But, you know, they're in the same category in the sense, as you say, that there's a cult of personality and that there's deference to the talent. That's the point, isn't it?
That is the point. And no, I'm not suggesting that Greg Wallace is, you know, another Jimmy Savile. You know, we'll have to wait and see what the investigations produce. He's certainly somebody who people have talked about in the industry for a long time. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but we've subsequently seen that all the complaints were put in by him and which seem to have been ignored by the BBC. Mm. Yes, you know, if you are a Hugh Edwards, if you are a Greg Wallace, if you are a BBC star, it seems that you get a license to do things that mere mortals wouldn't.
And I mean, how do you go about changing that culture? Because by all accounts, like Greg Wallace, for all the mutterings there might have been about his behaviour within the industry, he's also somebody who tests really well in focus groups, or kind of, you know, he's very, very popular with the audience, or certainly that's what kind of executives within the BBC and within production companies would say. It's why he keeps getting work. So, I mean, how in the light of wanting to promote talent like that, do you do so in a way that you don't create this kind of culture of deference to the talent?
I think it's pretty universal in the entertainment industry that the talent is given this enormous opportunity to do things, and they can do things badly and they can do things well, and they don't really face the consequences. You know, whether you're a film star or, you know, a film producer like Harvey Weinstein, all of these people get themselves in a position where nobody wants to challenge them. And I think it would be a very good start if organisations like the BBC had really solid whistleblower cultures. If people blow the whistle, they are listened to, not punished. Because the BBC tradition has been to throw out whistleblowers. It happened to myself after Jimmy Savile. And
Myrian, sorry to cut across you. Is that still the culture? Because I'm sure the BBC would say, "Oh God, no, we learned lessons and we've put in place all of these protocols." But behind the protocols is the culture still one of trying to silence a whistleblower?
Yeah, I mean, every time something like this comes out, or the Hugh Edwards or whatever, people get in touch with me from inside the organisation or who have left the organisation saying nothing has changed. You know, they say it's changed, but it hasn't. You know, if we are the anonymous people, the people, you know, like your producers and so on your show, but the people behind the scenes are not listened to, and they're not valued in the same way as the talent is. You know, very often production companies or the BBC put millions of pounds and years into building up these huge personalities. You know, how long has Greg Wallace been on our screens? How many promos have the BBC made of him? They don't want to throw all that away by listening to what's going on. And you know, there is a culture of bullying. It's not just about sexual abuse here. You know, I had somebody come to me recently who was working on a location. I'm not going to say what production, but a big production, and they were worried about health and safety. And when they voiced those concerns, they were bullied. And when they said, "Well, look, I'm not going to take that," they were told, "You are being difficult, and we're going to tell other people you're difficult. And if you persist with this, you're going to get blacklisted by other production companies." And that is still a culture there, you know, in the industry.
So, I mean, this is, I mean, it's kind of commercial interest trumping human interest, is it? Like, that this is the cash cow, and you know what? Easier to silence this person or move them on, as you say, they're kind of a researcher earning 150 quid a day, or they're a runner on a TV show. We can find someone else to do that. Harder to replace Greg Wallace.
Yes. And also, you know, who's going to listen to this little research? You know, if it comes to a confrontation between somebody famous backed up by all the great and good of telly against some little research. Now, hopefully this and the likes of the Al-Fayed story and stories like that recently may be starting to turn the tables a bit. And no, you know, we're not saying that Greg Wallace is an absolute monster. You know, the investigation will continue and we'll see what comes out from that. But certainly there have been many, many complaints about him and they have not been listened to.
Myrian, listen, thank you very much for speaking to us. Myrian Jones is a former editor of the Bureau of Investigative Journalism.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.